This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one can stop Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, including the World Court. Netanyahu delivered a defiant televised speech late Saturday as fighting in Gaza neared the 100-day mark. Netanyahu spoke after the International Court of Justice at The Hague held 2 days of hearings on South Africa's allegations that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians. Egypt is worried Friday and Saturday's U.S.-British attacks on Houthis could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Rescue workers in Colombia on Saturday were scrambling to free survivors after a mudslide brought on by heavy rains in northwest Colombia killed at least 34 people and injured dozens on a busy highway. The mudslide, which happened Friday afternoon, covered a roadway that connects two cities, authorities said in a statement.